By the end of the third week in May, there was little real work left for the Americans. All KP, washing clothes, cleaning quarters, or construction tasks were done by local residents anxious to make some money or receive food or cigarettes. Time was hanging heavy on the heads of the young men lusting to go home. Winters had a track built, a tennis court, and a baseball field, then a rifle range. Competitions were held between companies, battalions, regiments, all the way up to ETO. He held daily close-order drills. There were men who loved it. To the serious athletes, those with hopes of a future college or professional career, it was a marvelous opportunity to train. They were excused from all duties, lived in a separate athletic dorm, and got to practice or compete every day. To the few who planned to make a career of the Army, it was a chance to practice their profession. But to the majority, neither jocks nor career soldiers, it was a bore. They found their outlets in four other ways: as tourists in the Alps, hunting, drinking, and chasing women. The Zeller Zee, a lake some 4 kilometers in length and 2 in width, was a breathtaking bit of beauty and a joy to swim in on the long, sunny days of late May and early June. "My bathing suit is getting quite a workout," Webster wrote his mother on May 20th. "Will you please mail me another of very gaily colored trunks from Abercrombie & Fitch as quickly as possible? Waist 32, preferably shorts, not trunks." On the mountain behind Capron was a ski lodge. The chairlift to the lodge was kaput, but it could be reached by climbing the mountain trail. Winters set up a program to rotate one platoon every 3 days to the lodge for R&R. At the lodge, there were Austrian servants and cooks, ski instructors and hunting guides. The skiing was fabulous. So was the hunting for mountain goats. There were deer at a lower level, hundreds of them, as this was a prime hunting area for the European aristocracy. The 101st was at the end of the pipeline in the distribution of food. Everyone from the ports of Cherbourg and Le Havre, right on down the pipeline, had a crack at the food first, and they all had civilian girlfriends to take care of and a flourishing black market to tempt them. So not enough food was getting to the Alps. The paratroopers went out on hunting parties for deer. Venison became a staple in the diet. Private Freeman got a Browning shotgun and supplemented the venison with quail and other birds. Women, broads, dames, beetles, girls, skirts, frails, molls, babe, fräuleins, mademoiselles. "That's what the boys wanted," Webster wrote. He went on to describe the results. The cooks were keeping mistresses.